Brian Kronk is here from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James, managing partner of the firm, financial advisor, certified financial planner. And Brian is a senior portfolio manager, which means he actually manages the money. And a lot of financial advisors will sell you a product or send your money off to, you know, New York City or someone else to actually manage it. Brian and his team have the knowledge and expertise, and they do it here. And they manage money for you right here in North Dakota. So that's kind of nice.
Right on.
Yeah, that's what you do, isn't it?
Love it.
And that's why you get asked to talk to a lot of folks, too, about, hey, help me out here. What are you doing? What's your secrets? You know, right? I mean, things behind the scenes that drive your decisions. People really like to know that.
Well, normally I'd say I'm pretty popular at cocktail parties right now, but there is no cocktail parties right now.
Yeah, you're right. There's that. Yeah. So we have to do it virtually. We'll make you popular on the radio here.
That sounds great.
Exactly right. And speaking of the markets, we probably should start there. I mean, it's probably a question you could get asked 100 times a day. You know, what's the deal in the markets? What's going on? But what is actually happening in the markets right now?
You know, the markets are not necessarily in a great place. You know, so technically we are actually in a correction, but you wouldn't know that. We just saw a big up day yesterday, and it's been a real shallow, kind of gradual, kind of sneak up on you sort of correction. But a lot of those big stocks are selling off, and kind of this yucky feeling that you feel in the air or when you turn on the news media, whatever, all this negativity, that's in the market right now, too. And you can just see that there's not a lot of follow through. There's more selling. Everybody's a little bit more guarded and cautious. And it's not a fun time in the market right now. And so we're actually very defensive right now.
Now, a market correction is perfectly normal, especially after you've had sort of the robust year that the market has had this year, right? I mean, that's normal.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, I always tell our clients, you know, you should expect that. If you're a participant in the stock market, you should expect, you know, 1 to 2 corrections every 18 months. We usually get a couple of 5% pullbacks, and then we should get like a 10 to 15% pullback once every 18 months. And so we're due for that. We've just had this huge rise, you know, off the bottom since March and April. And so we're due for a pullback. We're in the month of September, which is historically the worst month that we have each year. And then we're also right before a presidential election, which just adds to the volatility and the negativity. And so when you think about that, we're certainly due for one. This sort of measly correction where it's, you know, half in, half out. I'm not a fan of that. I'd like to just, you know, sort of flush the toilet and get it over with. But at the same time, if we're just going to move sideways for a while, we'll work with that.
Now, how much is this the news? I mean, it's back and forth. You mentioned the election, but just in general, I mean, COVID, it's not exactly been a bang up year for, you know, life in America. I mean, is that negative news over and over and over wear on the market?
Oh, it certainly does. Just like it wears on our psyches, you only can handle so much of that. It wears on in the market and people are hesitant to put money to work. Fund managers and other institutional managers like myself start to get a little bit more guarded and cautious. And so I've gotten to the point where I just say, you know what, let's not even talk about the negativity or the market. In fact, you know, even today, you know, one of the things that we should maybe do is just focus on those things that aren't going to be affected by the news or the politics and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so this is like good news.
Right.
This is things that we should be excited about. And regardless of what happens in the election, regardless of what happens in the news, you know, we can bake these into the cake, huh?
Exactly. There's so many good things out there, and yet you turn on the TV or whatever, and all you see is the negatives, and that does affect people. And so it's good to focus on those things that are exciting. I mean, I get excited about just the fact that, you know, how do we create wealth for our clients? How do we help them maintain their wealth? And it's really a simple concept. I tell our people, I want you to own high-quality companies, and then I want you to basically own them and run them. So you think about it, it's no different. You know, if we had a hot dog stand or a hamburger stand, you know, we would make money regardless of who's in office or what's going on in the election. Every lunchtime would come, and we'd just sell hot dogs and hamburgers, you know, to all the people that we could, and that's how we'd make our money. We wouldn't just try to, you know, sell our hamburger stand to somebody. We'd sell them a hamburger instead, and the same thing goes with the companies we own in the market. We tell our clients, we're going to have you own really high quality companies, just like if we were to own stock in McDonald's. And we're not going to make money by trading the stock per se. We're going to make money by owning a hamburger company and selling those hamburgers.
No, and I like that. I like that. So it's, you know, and again, shiny object of the day, hot new stock that you're hearing about at the cocktail parties that don't exist anymore,
right,
are not the thing.
Correct.
That's not the thing. You're saying the key is the work to define a great company that has great promise, and go there. So how do you do that, by the way? How do you know it's a great company?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, and I don't just say, you know, we don't do any of that stock trading, because we actually do quite a bit of that too, but the real wealth, in fact, when you sit down with us and we go through our philosophy, our real wealth generating machine is made up of owning those high quality, good companies and just being an owner. And it goes to just what we would do if we were, you know, buying an individual company. We look for companies that have, you know, great products, the best products in their industry. And we look for companies that have great leadership and great management. And then we want to, you know, essentially own those and buy them at the right price, that sort of thing.
Interesting. Let's talk about some of the companies that you own in the portfolios you manage now. Give me an idea of some of those companies that build that wealth.
Well, yeah, there's some good companies out there. I guess before I jump into that, let me just kind of, you know, throw this out there. You know, I'm willing to talk about some of the companies, but none of these should be taken as buy recommendations or anything like that. If you want to know what we're specifically working on today, you'd have to call our office and we can talk about those individually. But we can talk about some of what we've owned and what we're owning now and why they're so great. I mean, you know, one of the great ones out there is just Apple. You know, you think about it, Apple Computers, what they used to be known by, and that's what they would sell as Apple Computers, right? Now they do so much more. They're a lifestyle company. They're a brand.
They really are.
It's incredible. And if you think about just their last big announcement they just had, came out with a new watch. You've got a watch, right?
I do. Yeah.
Yep, I've got it. And the watch already is enormous. It's a computer that's on your hand. I don't mean the size of it is enormous. I mean what it can do. You wear this thing and it's keeping track of the weather for you and the time and all these normal things, but it's also got your calendar and it can hold your music. But think about this. It's keeping track of your actions. You know, I can take a walk and the watch will notice that I'm walking and it'll say, hey, do you want to track that? Or I can go swimming and it'll say, hey, I see you're swimming. So it notices my motions. It can track my heart rate. I have a friend whose life was saved because he was having a heart attack while playing racquetball. He didn't even know it. His watch told him, hey, call 911. Something's not right with your heart. So this is an incredible device. The new one that they just came out with, not only does it work underwater, but it's going to start tracking things like our oxygen levels, too, so it can see if we're breathing right when we're sleeping, you know, all of that stuff. These things aren't just watches. They're basically a medical device, and that's coming out of a great company out of California.
It is, and it's to the point now where, you know, if they have a new Apple Watch and you are a fan of Apple, you're watching, you just got to have it. You got to have the latest. You got to have, you know. So as you say, it's a lifestyle company more than anything right now. And whether you really need another watch, you want the watch because it's the latest.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now that one works fine, but oh, that one's got a little extra on it. They've just figured it out. It's really pretty amazing.
Oh yeah.
How about Home Depot?
Home Depot is another just great company. There's an example of good management. They know what they're doing. They don't fall into some of these little trends and fads. But think about, again, you're looking for those companies that aren't super impacted by the election or the news. And Home Depot is one that's taking advantage of things right now. So housing starts. So keeping track of how many new houses are being built in this country, they're at an all-time high, the highest number since 2006. So, you know, say what you want about our economy, but we're building more houses right now than we have in 14 years. So that's phenomenal. Well, a lot of that business is going to go through Home Depot. Contractors of all shapes and sizes buy their supplies, they buy their tools, they buy all this stuff at Home Depot and other places too, but Home Depot is definitely, you know, making money off of that. So I love that. I love a company that we can continue selling stuff. But not only that, you have all of us who are sitting at home more because of COVID. We're not going to those cocktail parties. And so what are we doing? My wife is saying, hey, let's paint the walls or let's do this or that, you know, home improvement project, just patching up holes or nicks in the walls or things of that nature. And so what do? You go to Home Depot and you buy some of those supplies, some of the tools, you know, that we need for that. And it's not just Home Depot, Scott. There's other companies too. Sherwin-Williams is doing really well right now selling paint to all these people, you know, building new houses or just sprucing up their house. Or think about companies like, you know, Tempur-Pedic, Tempur-Sealy. All kinds of people right now are getting new mattresses. In fact, it's hard to find a mattress out there. They're sold out.
Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Unbelievable. Too bad MyPillow isn't a public company. Now, Zoom is another company I was going to ask you about, because that would be considered maybe a little bit of a shiny new object. Fairly new, but just took off with obviously all the work from home stuff, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. And what I love about Zoom, they're what I call one of those vocabulary stocks. So you think about, every so often we have companies that take such a prevalence in our society that their name or their product becomes the word. So Google became a verb. We Google things. We don't do an internet search. We Google things. Even if we're on Bing or something else, we're still Googling, right? And Zoom is the same way. So if you think about it, just like we use the word Kleenex to mean any tissue, right now there's lots of companies that do teleconferences, but Zoom is the one that's captured us. They've made it the easiest. They've got the biggest market share and growing. Doesn't matter that Cisco does it or Microsoft does it with Skype. We're all focused on Zoom, and so even if we're doing another meeting, we call it a Zoom meeting. I love those kinds of companies, and so yeah, our clients can make a lot of money by owning Zoom and participating. Think about this. You know, you talk about your daughter in school all the time. I've got a daughter in college as well. And you think about, you know, what's going on just even here locally, they're talking about, and it's a little bit of a controversy that we're going back to distance learning. But what's the one thing that all those have in common? Zoom. We're doing Zoom meetings with our relatives. We're doing Zoom meetings to go to school. We're using Zoom in a business setting. You know, all this thing is happening over Zoom. Guess what? That's a company I want my clients to own, of course, at the right price. But you get into Zoom and you make money every single time somebody's having one of those meetings. I love that. We get to ring the register.
Are they going to start charging me soon? Because I haven't paid a penny for Zoom. I assume a lot of these companies are. They're having to license it and have it all. But
yeah, you know, if you want all the bells and whistles, you got to subscribe.
Got to pay the box. That's why they're a solid choice here. All right, we have one more. We'll get to that when we come back. And anything else we need to cover, we will with our friend Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk. Take a short time out. Back with more after this on What's on Your Mind. Continuing our conversation with Brian Kronk. Brian is from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James, managing partner of the firm, financial advisor, certified financial planner, and senior portfolio manager. And we're talking a little bit about that today and how Brian manages the money. Stays right here, manages the money right here. A lot of financial advisors are going to sell you a product and then send your money off to some fund manager somewhere else, New York City or wherever, to manage it. Brian and the team have the knowledge, they have the expertise, so they manage the money right here for you in Fargo. A couple other companies that we'll want to talk about, and then I want to talk about how we can take advantage of this.
Yeah.
I know, because I already do, and it's just fun to work with Brian and his team and have them understand what your plan is, what you want, and then just go to work, you know. And so I really highly encourage it. It is, if you feel like you need a reboot or just, it's kind of the same old, give these guys a call, I'm telling you. Great way to go. So let's talk Visa, MasterCard. There's another one been around a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not always a brand new company like Zoom that you need to own in order to make money. There's classics, Visa and MasterCard. And, I explain these to our clients, Scott. How would you like it if I gave you a penny? I mean, sure.
That'd be okay.
Make a wish. Yep. But, what would be better is if you could collect a penny from every single person in Fargo or the state of North Dakota or the country. You think about it, that's the business model of Visa and MasterCard. All around this great state and this great country, people are transacting business on their credit cards, and Visa gets a little piece of a penny from every single one of those. Same with MasterCard. I love those because they're basically ringing the register all day long. I don't care if you're buying coffee at Starbucks or, getting something at Target or whatever. I get a piece of that because I own Visa and MasterCard, and that's what we want our clients to do. So we get them into those kinds of companies, and so they get a little slice of the pie from every single one of those transactions. It's a beautiful business model.
Does it tend to sway one way or the other with a tough economy or when things are down? I would think, obviously, consumer spending for a while went down during COVID as an example. Do they dip or not?
They certainly can dip and ebb and flow with the market, but what I love about their business model and why I want to own a company like this, it doesn't matter what the recession is, it doesn't matter, who's in office or who wins the election, we can own a company like this because we're still spending money. Instead of buying $5 Starbucks, I might be hoarding toilet paper or who knows what, but I'm still having to spend my money and buy stuff. Maybe I'm buying plumbing supplies or auto parts at the auto parts store because I'm not affording a new vehicle this year, but I'm still spending money and I'm probably still putting it on my, debit or credit card. And so Brian Kronk and his clients get a slice of all those transactions.
All right, another quick one, Dexcom. Tell me about that. Never heard of it.
Dexcom's a great company. That's one that we got into earlier in the year. And you can start to see some of their ads here and there. But it's just great. There's a lot of research and a lot of technology going into helping people with diabetes. How would you like it? You have diabetes, you have an iPhone, you pull up your app, and guess what? There's a little implant in you, and they can measure your blood sugar right now without taking any kind of a, you know, blood test or pricking your fingers. But even better than that, you can do it live. So literally, you know, you can be eating a candy bar or eating a banana and watch how that affects your blood sugar as you're swallowing, as you're eating, as it affects your system. Amazing technology. And what's great, diabetics love this because you can see that maybe, you know, an apple really spikes your blood sugar, but guess what? Maybe that banana doesn't. So you can literally test this stuff live and figure out what your body can tolerate and what does well and doesn't do well for you.
$400 right now. And some change. Yeah.
Great company.
Obviously, the market sees some innovation there. I love it. All right. So if people want to learn more, talk about where you'd start. And what I really encourage people to do, if, you know, you have assets that you want to have a little better managed and have, you know, a fun portfolio that is managed right here. I mean, with somebody, you look in the whites of your eyes. What do you do?
You can just give us a call. We're always going to start out. We're going to have a get-to-know-you philosophy meeting. We're going to learn what's appropriate for you so that we can build you a private portfolio and a plan to go with that. And then we'll see, is Dexcom or is Visa, MasterCard the kind of company that you should be in? And then we'll build that portfolio for you.
And, folks, if you want to find out more, you can, by the way, Brian has Brian's Bits.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of nice. Little tidbits in your monthly newsletter, right?
Yes, that's been a huge hit with people.
Yeah, so just nice to have that kind of always out there with different ideas, sort of like today. Just a few bits that you got right here on the radio. So you can call their office or you can send them an email. If you go to the website Collins and Kronk, collinsandkronk.com, K-R-A-N-K, there's a little contact us note on there, and click on that, and then they'll send you the Brian's Bits. They'll get you on the mailing list, right?
Absolutely. You can get that monthly from us. There's no charge for that.
All right. Heck of a deal. Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James, and financial advisor, certified financial planner, and senior portfolio manager all in one. Thank you for the time today, sir. Good to see you as always.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Great to be here.
We all took good notes.
Awesome.
Yes, we took good notes. We're learning a lot today on the program.